Good Friday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? This is CA on iHeartRadio Network and Eternity Ready Radio. I have a morning show Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. We get a one-hour slot 6 days a week. Check us out. We got a you guys that are on your Android phones, you can download that app, Eternity Ready Radio. He's working on it. That's right. Jeremiah is working on it. The version for the iPhones. As soon as we get that, we will let you all know. Hope everybody's doing well on a Friday. I just want you to know that we got some great things lined up. Before I do that, I need to do a PSA announcement. Hang on one moment. There we go. Okay. Yes, indeed, I've got a great show lined up. Now, before I tell you what's going to happen today, and I want to share some thoughts with you all, too, as well. I wanted to let you know, first off, that you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Guys, also, I have a Twitter account. A lot of people didn't know that. @morningsbrew, feel free. You can tweet me anytime you want. And like me on our Facebook page. Share my podcast. I'm all over the United States, Canada, all over globally. We're on the USO Radio Network. My Facebook page is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll see the iHeartRadio logo on there. Like me for free. We would greatly, and I mean greatly, appreciate that. All right, before I tell you what's going to happen, we're not going to do any Bible teaching today, but I am going to share some thoughts. Guys, yesterday, God had spoke to my heart, and he said, CA, I want you to play the Gaither Vocal Band, a lot of their different groups, some Christmas music, and I want you to share some thoughts. One thing I want to tell you, we live in a very discouraged world right now. We all need each other, guys. That vaccine's a-coming. Some people I've talked to said, CA, I'm not going to take it. I understand, and I respect you either way. But I want you to know one thing. Being down and being discouraged, all you're doing is you're opening up a door for Satan to try to come in and play with your mind. Don't let him do that. I am going to, as long as you guys can listen to us on our radio station, I am going to give you the most encouraging that I can give you. I'm a human being like you guys are. But I love Jesus, and without him, we ain't got nothing. Tis the season for celebration despite what has happened. Remember that. All right, that being said, we are going to kick it off with a song. And I'm going to put it on here right now for you guys. Here we go. Angels We Have Heard on High. Enjoy. I've got another song I want to play along with this Gaither vocal band. We want to go in now. I want to incorporate some of the Gaither homecoming team. The late Ben Spear. If a lot of you guys don't know Ben Spear, let me give you a little history on Ben, okay? Ben Spear, I knew him. I remember him growing up even in the Baptist days and in the Nazarene days too as well. And they went to other churches. It was called the Spears family back in the day. Papa Spear, Mama Spear, they called each other. Papa Spear had the low voice. Well, they were brothers. And anyway, the last remaining brother that I'm aware of was Ben Spear. Now, he passed away about 3 years ago. He is married to Rebecca. Or he was married to Rebecca. I follow her on Facebook a lot. There's a song that Ben sung back on the Gaither homecoming team I'm going to play. It's called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Enjoy. You feel like you're in church. I really wish churches would get back to that. I'm hoping in the future that they will. It would be really nice. But, you know, the praise teams are nice, but I am old school, and I don't know if some of you guys are. But it's, you know, you can't always go backwards. It's nice to sometimes think that we can, but sometimes it's, you know, we usually can't. But it would sure be nice. A lot of my pastor friends, hello out there, all over the world in the USO Radio Network. Once we get this vaccine and things get back to normal, we may want to consider something like that, you know. So think about that and maybe talk to your, I don't know if you got a church board or exactly what some of you guys do, but it would be nice to get everybody involved. You know, the praise teams are nice, but dadgummit, get the choir up there, right? I didn't mean to say dadgummit. That's my late grandfather's talk. But you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't it be nice, though, guys? I mean, I think so. Well, here I am mumble and jumbling. There's one that I want you guys to hear, and this is one of my favorites. This is a live version. I'm incorporating the Gaither Vocal Band along with the Gaither Homecoming on the Christmas special we're doing today here on iHeart Radio and Eternity Ready Radio. I'm CA. Your Christian on-air personality. Thank you so much for listening. On a Friday, we're doing something different. God instilled this in my heart. My friend Mark Lowry and the Gaithers are going to be singing this song next. I know you guys are going to love it. Let me find that again. Bear with me one moment. While we're doing that, guys, if you also, while I'm searching this up on my computer here, if you happen to have any prayer requests, will you do me a favor? Please email those to me. I have a lot of people ask me, hey, CA, you know, I have a prayer request. Look, if you don't even want to email it to me, I'll tell you what you can do is you can always, guys, you know, go to Facebook Messenger and message me, okay? All right, stand by. Got that song coming up right now.
Oh.
Amen. There we go. And guys, you know what? Naturally, CA would have a little bit of an oops. I found it, the song that everybody's been wanting to hear that I get a lot of requests for, Mary Did You Know with Mark Lowry and Buddy Green. Here we go. We're going to take just a brief moment here, guys, before I play a little bit more Gaither, Bill Gaither and family Christmas songs for you guys. It's just heavy on my heart. Just wanted to share some thoughts. You know, this year, 2020, at the beginning, we said, wow, 2020, things are going to just be great. And boy, we encountered a lot since March, haven't we? But you know what? As God's telling me to tell you guys here at Faith Studio One this morning, on a Friday morning, in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, is we're going to make it. You know why? Because we're God's kids. Let me talk just a moment, and I know I've been preaching on about this to the discouraged pastors out there, pastor friends of mine that are discouraged. Had a guy tell me he's a pastor, and he said, you know, it just ain't the same. I said, let me ask you something. Because I'm a minister too. And I had shared with him, I said, let me ask you something. You may have empty pews. You may not have as many in your congregation right now because of COVID. Are you giving up? Well, sometimes I feel like I need to. Well, there's ways not to give up. Because you're an ambassador for Christ. I'm an ambassador, you're an ambassador, and outside the walls, those of y'all that have accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior are ambassadors too. We got to press on. We got to be strong. You know why? There's a lot of people that don't know Jesus Christ out in the world right now. Our job is to love, or let me take it back. Yeah, love, serve, and do God's will in our life. Let me ask you this while you're listening to this Christmas music, this wonderful, touching Christmas music. And I'm still talking a little bit to not just the discouraged pastor friends out there, but all over the whole entire world now. If God told you to do something tomorrow morning when you wake up, well, let's just say later today, actually, would you listen to him, or would you say, it's my conscience? But what if the Holy Spirit was speaking inside of you? And let's just use me for an example. See, hey, I want you to go out. I want you to evangelize at different churches once this COVID's over with. And I want you to go out and share the gospel. But in the meantime, I want you to continue to share the gospel on the air and go out in the field, even with your mask on, and do it for me. You know what my answer would be? Yes, Lord, I will. So let me ask you this. If he was to ask you, would you do it? Many years had went by, even after I went to seminary school and Bible college, at a church in particular, where I sat on a pew. I was a children's church, you know, director. I worked in the bus ministry at a Baptist church with my dad and volunteer work. Okay. I did volunteer work at nursing home retirement centers for 7 years, dedicated my life on Thursdays. You know what? I led people to the Lord. They're out there, guys. They need us, even in discouraged times. But there was times where I sit on the pew and didn't do nothing. Oh, I go to church and I'd worship and everything. But I had a door in my heart that was closed. And I realized I need to open it up. And I need to do what God wants me to do. So he led me to radio. Now I have over 2 million listeners right now on the iHeartRadio network, Eternity Ready Radio, you name it. They're all over the market right now. Because I want to share the truth. I'm not after numbers. I never have been. But if I can lead somebody out there to Christ and you share my podcast, I'm doing my job for God. I had a guy ask me yesterday. He said, how's everything going at your radio show? I said, it's going great. Or are you charging for your podcast show? Nope. Why? because I have a job. And I do volunteer work on iHeartRadio. But I'm not going to charge people for my knowledge that I know, that I studied, that I went to Bible college for, to tell others about Jesus Christ. My commitment to God is to do His will. And your commitment should be to do His will as well. And my prayer for you is, at the close here after a few more songs, is that you will do what God wants you to do in your life. Don't be discouraged. Pastor friends, don't be discouraged. Ministry team, don't be discouraged. I'm talking children's church directors and choir directors out there. Don't be discouraged. Pray. Go in your prayer closet and pray. What? Prayer closet? Yes. Go into your prayer closet and pray. A little CA advice on iHeartRadio. Pray. Go to a picnic park with your mask on and pray. Go somewhere where you can have one-on-one with God and you can pray. And you can tell Him what's on your mind. Don't just sit down and think it's going to come to you. Pray. People that want to do God's work, pray. Life will get back to normal, guys. It will. This isn't the end. Yes, we've lost a lot of people to COVID. Yes, I got people that tell me I'm scared to take the vaccine. That's okay. We still love you. We're praying for everybody, even the ones that are infected, the ones that have lost loved ones. I've got a friend of mine that's dying right now with COVID. Sad. A lot of people can't have get-togethers hardly anymore because of this. It's the worst thing we've ever encountered since 9/11. This is even really bad too because people are just, they're catching it all because they don't want to wear a mask. And I'll have to get off my high horse. Because that wasn't my purpose. But my purpose is to say, stay strong. It's coming, guys. This vaccine's coming. God's going to be the winner on this. Not Satan. God. Have you ever thought it could be a wake-up call? Draw close to Him. Don't draw away from Him and say, God, I blame you for that. You're your own free moral agent. Just remember that you have a soul inside of you. This old body is going to be gone one day. You've got a soul. You've got a decision that you've got to make. If I can help you again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Don't be scared. Please email me. Or Facebook message me. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Facebook message me. I want to help you. If you got someone that don't want to help you, I'll help you. We'll pray together. I'm a prayer warrior, guys. Everybody's discouraged right now. Everybody's uptight right now. It's coming, though. We got to keep the faith. Keep the faith. Please. I'm going to play a couple of more songs, and then we're going to close out. Thank you for listening to me ramble. Doing things totally different today, this morning. Here at Beautiful Faith Studio One. Because God told me to do it. Here's a Bill and Gloria Gaither. I hope you're enjoying the music. Here's a Bill and Gloria Gaither combination song. Away in a Manger and O Come All You Faithful. Y'all enjoy. Thank you.
Yeah. getting lots of toys that day. I learned a whole lot different when my mama sat me down and taught me to spell Christmas this way.
Well, that's going to wrap it up on a special and different, what can I say, Friday morning. We didn't play the coffee song. You know why? We just need some happiness and encouragement. And I don't know, God just instilled it on my heart, and he's speaking to me right now in Faith Studio One. He's saying, good job, good and faithful servant. If it wasn't for listeners like you with all your love and your support and, you know, sometimes y'all send me messages and you say, you know what, your message got to me today. We really enjoyed it. Or your coffee and conversations with you and Annie from time to time touched my heart. Thank you, CA. Hey, you know what? Yeah. You know, I do special things. I've had my brothers on. I've had, all but Will. I've had Jeff on there. I've had my nephews on there. I've had U.S. Marine Cody on there a couple of times. And, you know, we got exciting things once this stuff gets uplifted and stuff. We're going to continue to keep the faith. Look, through all of this, let me say this in prayer and in closing. I'm not going to play any closeout music. But what I do want to tell you is please stay strong, guys. I know it's easier said than done. I pray for y'all every day. I don't even know who you guys are, some of y'all, but I pray for you. When God instills it in my heart, I pray. Prayer is the best tool we can have. The greatest tool is having Christ in our heart. Wouldn't that be a great Christmas gift to have Christ in your heart? We're going to keep working on it, things like that for you. Can't make you, but we can sure show you. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you so much as we get ready to jumpstart our Friday. Thank you for letting me share the Gaither Vocal Band and the Gaither Homecoming Team on their Christmas. May someone be blessed and be touched, for we love you and we ask this in your precious name. Amen. All right, guys, this is CA on iHeartRadio Network and Eternity Ready Radio. If there's anything I can help you with, again, email me. I know I've probably said this before. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. And guys, like me on my Facebook page. Send me an instant message. Biblical questions, I'll give you as many biblical answers as I know. Okay? Anything you want to tell me. Or, hey, I got this unspoken request. Or will you pray for me? Yes, that's what we're here for. We love you. Y'all have a great day. I'm fixing to sign out. Saddle up. Shut the lights off. Let my Friday be enjoyable and yours too. Love you guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.